There's a new collection of old-timey music from the early 1920s to the mid-30s called Work Hard, Play Hard, Pray Hard. Music critic Milo Miles says there's a fascinating story of how this collection came to be.
The first thing to note about the collection of old-timey music Work Hard, Play Hard, Pray Hard is that it resulted from a record discovery event that happens less and less often and soon will likely never happen again. The music was recorded between 1923 and 1936. Most of the sides in the set are taken from 78s collected by the late Don Wall of Louisville, Kentucky, and rescued from dumpster destruction in 2010 by compiler Nathan Salzberg. 19 of the songs have never been reissued. Piles of moldy vinyl left behind by the deceased were once commonplace. No longer. Finding worthy old vinyl no one has heard since it was new is now almost miraculous. Fortunately, Work Hard, Play Hard, Pray Hard is not guided by rarity of the material. A durable, listenable song sequence seems to be the first priority, and you can't do better than starting with a sturdy, unfamiliar version of John Henry. Nathan Salzberg has done an exemplary job of organizing these tunes from a vanished world which few folks can remember today. The Work Hard disc includes songs about labor and commerce. Play Hard gathers a selection on leisure and partying. Pray Hard finishes the set with songs about Christian life and the afterlife. There's other amusing bygone quirks in the collection. A number of spoken skits are done as introductions, ideal for an audience used to listening to music on radio programs with a vaudeville format. And why so many fiddles making sounds like mules and trains and hounds? Well, listening to such stuff in your home was the high-tech special effect of the early 20th century. The one dog, so to speak, on the anthology is Whit Graydon's Tennessee Coon Hunt, a mad mosaic of yelping and yapping fiddle, growling and hollering vocals that sure is striking, but not worth experiencing more than two or three times. With other performers, such as Warren Kaplinger's Cumberland Mountain Entertainers, the non-music parts are at least as spirited as the playing that follows.
Hello, boss. How are you feeling this evening?
Fine, fine.
Say, we're going to have a dance here tonight now, and the folks are coming down out of the holler. I'd like to have you boys clean up this barn. Let's get ready for this thing.
We'll get right after you.
Get that old cow back out of the way, and take the calf along with her, too, will you?
Hey,
Warren, you get the hay shoveled out of the way back there.
All right.
All right.
George, put that corn and oats over in one corner.
All right. This calf don't want to go, Andy.
Take the calf out along with her. Take the calf out along. Now, this looks all right. This looks pretty clean around here. Clean, George, how's your fiddle? In tune? Oh, that's fine. How's your banjo, Willie? That's good, that's good. How's your guitar, Albert? Oh, that's splendid. Now let's play that old piece, Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Let her go.
Great. That's great, boys. That's the stuff.
Old MacDonald had a farm. Hee-haw, hee-haw, ho. On that farm he had some chicks. Hee-haw, hee-haw, ho. Chick, chick, and a chick, chick, that. Yeah, chick, that, chick, everywhere.
There's a lot of variety on Work Hard, Play Hard, Pray Hard, even a complaint about the rise of chain stores. But the currents of long-ago lives come through. The drudgery of the work that demanded the release of the party, which then required the penance of prayer. The spare rural nature of the religious songs on the third disc is particularly striking. Almost better when they sound distant, unknowable, mysterious. John Jeremiah Sullivan puts it best in his liner notes to disc three, writing about the obscure Beyond the Starry Plain by the Red Bush Singers. I understand hardly any of the words. From the abyss of the static come Dear Mother, and No Matter What I Do, and We Shall Meet Again, and Jesus Is My God. I listen to this song and imagine Don Wall listening to it, leaning forward to hear it better, an infinitesimal point of communion. There's a starry plain of such communion all over this collection, waiting to be heard anew after so many years.
Milo Miles reviewed Work Hard, Play Hard, Pray Hard on the Tompkins Square label. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com.